This is a Doxcast, not an Argon Soxcast, or a Bendis and Loxcast. Now I'm hungry. This is a Doxcast. It's a nerdy Toxcast. Discuss a Moxcast with Rich Early and friends.
Hey, everybody. Give us a couple seconds here. Boy, we are so loaded with announcements now. Sometimes I think, what are we going to talk about? No, that's not a problem.
not going to be an issue today.
Yeah, so, wow. There's literally news breaking in the comics industry on an hourly basis this morning. It is out of control. Plus, we've got a major announcement. So let's just give everybody a few seconds to discover this video. The last couple of weeks, I've done these by myself, and I'm really glad to have my preferred usual partner in crime here this today. So, how are you, Josh?
Oh, I'm grand, I'm glorious.
So you know, it's been nice for you to be able to come in. You know, it's unfortunate that you know, because you're so well employed and you're like super busy, but you're 4 days a week right now, right?
Yeah, 32-hour work weeks they've got us down to, and it's an across the board sort of thing. You know, it's not just me that's got my hours reduced, and like most businesses, there have been some temporary layoffs. So I am definitely not complaining all. But yeah, it has actually been nice to come down to the store and actually work at the store sometimes, because the whole work from home thing is nice, and it's been really good and convenient for me, because I've managed to do a lot of the website updates in the evenings or even late at night when I have time. But being able to come in for a few days like I have now and just be here on hand, you know, we were putting the D&D bundles together. It was super nice because then I could just take some of the product off the shelf, put it together, take a picture. Yeah. I don't have to like monkey around with other people's pictures in Photoshop and trying to glom something together or just come up with a generic image.
Plus, I communicate horribly. So it's just much easier to be in person with my ADHD brain. So
you communicate horribly, and I lose track of emails that you send me, because there'll be something and I'll manage to get, you know, 2/3 of it done one night, and then it's like, oh, it's midnight, I better go to bed. And then the next day somehow it's like, well, that whole other thing doesn't exist anymore in my brain. I'm a goldfish, apparently.
Hey to Tanessa. I hope that kidney stone is treating you well. Hi, Mike Bryant. Basically, I launched a watch party along with this because there really is a lot to talk about today. About once a week, I've tried to do just a straight-up live stream talking about the state of things at Paradox. The state of things in general, so on and so forth. And today we actually have just a whole bunch of announcements. And like I just said, if you're just joining us, there is like blockbuster comic book industry breaking news all over the place right now this morning. We got emails from Diamond this morning that seem to say one thing. Now we have breaking news from DC Comics that say a completely different thing. And I don't even my brain can't even process this crap at the moment. So, but anyway, you know, welcome to kind of a weekly check-in. One of the big things here, and Josh, I'm on a live, on a watch party too, so I'll be getting those comments. Make sure you're watching.
I'll watch the other one.
Yep. So, maybe I get both. I can't quite tell. But you know, we try to do, aside from everything else that we do, we try to just talk to you. Like, one of the main things I like to do out of this thing, we've had such great conversations 2 weeks in a row, I want to know how you are. I want to know what's going on in your life. Is your family good? Is your job secure? Is unemployment working out, if that's where you're at? Like, how are you doing? So feel free to join the flow. This is a replay, you know, for me, like every Wednesday is New Comics and every Friday is Friday Night Magic. So like, I've got people that I've known for 20 plus years where that's our check-in, you know, it's like going to the bar, right? It's, you know, it's your norm moment of everybody knows your name. But so this is kind of the best substitute that we can come up for, you know, at the moment. So, so thanks everybody for tuning in, and yeah. Hi, Greg. Greg's waving at us. So, But yeah, you know, I got Derek Evanson, Dan, Matt Skunberg, Brian Hulsbeck, Jed Brazier. So we've got all kinds of people showing up. Let's jump on our big announcement right away, because I know people get bored and tune away. So I want to just get onto the dominating announcement. We've got a lot of announcements, but
yeah.
We have worked all week on a big thing. So every year, the first Saturday in May is supposed to be Free Comic Book Day. Mm-hmm. That is obviously not happening. So we are all hoping for a later in the year Free Comic Book Day date. Mm-hmm. Is that going to happen? Is it going to happen in its normal form? It's probably going to happen. It's probably not going to be normal. I don't know. You know, at least until we get to some point where they say, hey, have a million people get together all at once, right? So, you know, right now, even if we opened up, we couldn't put 1,000 people in a line and give them free comics. There's just no way. So how that's going to work, but what we want to keep in place is the fun and excitement of the first Saturday in May. That is, we have customers, that's the only time they come. You know, they come to be part of FCBD. Like, that's their pop culture thing that they go and do with their family, no matter what else. So we've worked really hard on, you guys ever grow up watching, you know, the Jerry Lewis telethons or stuff like that? Mm-hmm. We're doing an 8-hour Paradox live stream marathon. We call it the Parathon because we love puns and it was way too obvious. So we also love low-hanging fruit. So we going to call it, Josh, we were going to call it Virtual Free Comic Book Day in its original form. Yep. But I'm friends with the guy who created Free Comic Book Day, and he cautioned me that that might dilute the idea of what we were trying to do here and then dilute Free Comic Book Day when it actually happened.
Right.
I guess there's a reason you talk to the smartest guy in the room, right? Because, like, those are really good points. Like, I loved the name, but he's not wrong. And who else? Like, if you're not going to listen to Joe Field, who made Free Comic Book Day, who are you going to listen to then, right?
So. No.
So we came up with Parathon. We could call it Doxathon. I mean, there's a couple of different versions, but it's COVID-19 and we're on the fly here. So we're just working with what we got. So Josh made a great logo. I love it. I posted earlier. We'll get it linked here, too. The premise is we're going to be live for 8 hours from Paradox. And throughout the day, we're going to show you every section of merchandise in the store. We've got a schedule up. I don't know. Can you attach the link to the Parathon in the comments here? So let's get the link on, or in the description. We're going to get the link on there. So if you're listening to this, you can go check it out. It hasn't been shared anywhere yet. This is it. It's the first time live sharing this link. It's on our blog posts on our website, but nobody's seen it yet, unless you are somehow the one person who just religiously checks the Paradox website every day, which, congrats, and I love you. So starting at 10 a.m. on May 2nd, you will meet all our hosts, and we will set everything up. We have got contests. We've got events. We've got cosplay is being worked out with the 501st and all of their related members, the Wampa Hunters of the 501st, the Rebel Legion, the Black Spire Legion. I apologize, I'm going to get a couple names wrong. And the Mandalorian Club. So yeah,
they're on the blog here that I've got pulled up.
Yep, so they're on the blog already. So they're going to be, and we're working on a full cosplay contest. They're going to be involved, but we're hoping to get all those people who go to the cons and dress up. We want to give you a place to dress up and show off your cosplay. We've got a Discord server where all pictures will be shared for this and the other contests we're going to have. Aaron Sparks, who runs the craft room at CoreCon, she's created a crafting scavenger hunt, allowing you to take part in a craft day from home with things you're going to have on hand. It's not like you have to buy, you know, thousands of dollars in craft supplies. She's done just an absolutely brilliant job. Better yet, she has committed $10 donations to Paradox from every completed scavenger hunt card that she gets in. That's above and beyond. No one here asked for that. That was something she wanted to do. And she can tell you herself someday or somewhere along the line about her commitment to not just Paradox, but to her local businesses that she loves. She's still buying her movie popcorn, even though she... If you know Erin, like, one thing you know about her is about every hour and a half you'll see a post at a new movie that she's at Marcus Theater. So she's supporting Tristan and Rick and everybody there, and I'm sure the Fargo Theater and everybody there as well. So that's just something she did. So we're going to have trivia going on during the day. I want to do an art contest. Some of these are working, developing details, but it's 2 weeks from tomorrow, so we've got the base post up. So there's lots to come. We're going to be selling all day long. The hardest part about something like this marathon for me, Josh, I suck at asking you to do work sometimes, right? So, like, I'm bad at it. Like, I don't like to ask for help, right? So, like usually with the marathon, what I want to do is support a charity. You know, like one of the things we talked about right away with this is, do we get a charity partner? What do we do? I can't do it right now. I can't split the money off that could come here right now to a charity. There's one way, and I'll tell you about that in just a second. I mean, I've got to tell you, like, I need your support. That's part of the reason this marathon is happening. We have two goals here. We have a goal to entertain you just like a free comic book day entertainment would happen. But we've also got a goal to keep this shop going no matter what, right? You know, blatantly, like right now, I'm not getting a loan. Like, I've got money coming from nowhere. So far, you guys have been absolutely amazing. The spending that we've gotten, the support, the sharing, the loyalty, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And there are lights at the end of the tunnel. I mean, we can see them, right? But we wanted one day that was really targeted as a big event to see if we could stick one big number. You know, we're not going to do a GoFundMe. I know some shops are doing that. I'm not a fan. You know, what I'm trying to do is just put as many options in front of your face as I possibly can as ways to support Paradox and also do some good. So one of the things that, like, Josh just bundled all together are, we have things called Cabin Fever Comics. We have four different versions. We have a premium one for $50, and then we've got three other versions, a kids one, an indie one, and a regular one, and they're all 20? 30? I can't remember their total. $19.99? Yeah, $19.99, I think, yep, for the regular ones. Right. So one thing that's happening, and Andrew Bashaw just messaged, Andy just bought one for us to send to someone else. So they're great entertainment for you personally. They're bundles of comics. But the big thing is people are having them sent to Sanford Children's Hospital or foster homes. Like, pick a charity. Buy one from us. We send it where you want it sent. They're great for you. They're great for the family. But they're even better if we can send them off to someone who's in need. So, and we've had a ton of that. So, I don't know, Josh. I've been talking for like 10 minutes. I threw all kinds of info out there. I'm sure you have thoughts to contribute to all this or things I've missed. You want to throw in for a sec while I see if I got comments to respond to?
Yeah. So, we're still talking about Parathon, right? I may have lost consciousness there for a second.
What? Oh, sorry.
Or rather, I was looking around at a few things.
Yeah, no, Josh. No, I apologize. I didn't mean to just totally put you on the spot.
I should be used to it by now.
Yeah, nice. You never know what's going to happen when I'm talking. Come on now. Yeah.
So. No, but the whole idea behind this is, think about your free comic book day experience. You know, very rarely do you spend an entire 8 hours at the store during that day. So, obviously, we're not expecting anybody to tune in live on Saturday, May 2nd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. all the way through. I mean, if you do, that's fantastic, because we're going to have all sorts of fun stuff going on.
Oh, we're even going to have a game if you do watch all 8 hours.
Yeah, so we're encouraging you to, but obviously, you know, it isn't an all or nothing thing. Don't say, well, I can't spend all that time on the internet, so I won't spend any time. No, drop in and check it out. So the schedule, we'll just kind of run through that really quickly here so you have an idea of what to expect. And this is all in the blog. Descriptions and things are in there. So, you know, I won't do the typical work meeting thing of putting a PowerPoint presentation up and reading every single slide as it exists. But I do want to make sure you guys have some information, especially for those of you who are just listening. Maybe you're at work right now and you've got this on. You can't check everything out right at the moment. So anyway, 10 a.m., we kick it off. Like Rich said, we're going to have our hosts come in here. I'm not sure how many we have. Maybe we'll have to rotate to make sure that we don't get fined by the police for having too many people in a room at once. But we'll kick everything off. 11 a.m., we're going to go over to the new comic racks and show you what's on those. 12 noon, we're going to go through the all-ages graphic novels section. 1 p.m., independent graphic novels. From 2 to 4, then we're going to have game time. We're going to talk about role-playing games, board games, all the games you can possibly stomach. 4 p.m., back over to comic books with Marvel and DC graphic novels. 5 p.m. is going to be our back issue time. And then 6 p.m., we're going to kick off virtual game night with some closing ceremonies. So that's another important point to just bring up real quick, is that it is the first Saturday of the month, and given the fun and success we had last month, well, it's still April, but our last game day here in April, the virtual game day was a lot of fun. We're going to be coming up with some more remote gaming sessions that you guys can take part in by accessing our Discord server and hopping onto our Twitch stream. So we'll get more details on that as we get some things worked out. But as always, or like we did last month, the main idea is we want you guys to play games with your roommates, your family, play some solo sessions, play some remote gaming sessions, whatever you can do. Take pictures, post them into Discord, talk about your successes and your failures. Let's have this be another chance to get together with all of your friends remotely and safely, responsibly, and still have that community feeling that a lot of us are very much missing right now.
Yep. In the 8 hours in that schedule, I plan to be on all 8 hours. I might take some breaks. I might duck out. But what I'm hoping to do as we get the schedule put together is, you know, we might have Josh guide us through the 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. game section. You know, we might have Darren do the graphic novel section. You know, we'll be breaking up that 8 hours. And then we're going to be filling up that content. So the craft scavenger hunt and the costume contest and the coloring contest, that's all going to be anchored on a Discord channel. And we do have a Discord server. We can get the links out for that. I don't know if we got the link in the blog yet. We'll make sure we get that all done.
Oh, we definitely do.
Oh, awesome. So Josh is on it, everybody. So you'll want to join that.
Job.
Yeah. You'll want to join that, and that's where you'll be able to see pics and talk. You know, you'll be able to talk to each other, chat about what you're seeing, interact with us, post pics, see pics from other people. What scavenger hunt stuff is being concocted? What costumes are you looking at? And so on and so forth. So some of the details, follow this blog. We will be updating details a lot over the next 2 weeks. We need to get it moving because it's
very quickly coming up on the date.
So we're... Sorry, somebody is messaging me.
Finishing each other's sentences. Look at us go.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think this thing's going to be awesome. Like, but we need viewers. We need spenders. This is it. This is your rally point day for the nerd community here. You know, this is our day, right? So, it is anyway. You know, like we would normally get 1,000 to 1,500 people. I think our worst free comic book in the last 5 years at about 900 people, and our best one at about 1,500 people. We've got to entertain that group. We cannot let them just give up on their nerd life, right? So that is a huge, you know, the two goals are absolutely intertwined with each other. So my commitment has been absolute. I have not taken a paycheck for 3 straight weeks now, and I will not until I know this store is safe for my employees and for my community. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, we can talk about other things if people have questions. You know, Paradox has plans underway for reopening on the retail side. At least I don't foresee the event center reopening for longer than the retail side. I think that's pretty obvious, right? So, you know, unless things, we will do it when it's safe, obviously, right? But on the retail side, we'll be installing sneeze guards at the tills and the counters. We've figured out how many people... We did the whole thing where you stand in the middle of a circle, you go 6 feet in any direction. What's your total radius of that thing? Because like none of us can do math. So, and then how many people that means we could have in the store versus our square footage, and you know, like that kind of stuff like that. So, and we'll probably do stuff like, I don't know if we'll require masks. It'll depend. You know, if the grocery stores are requiring masks, I don't see why we'd be different. Like the last thing we want to be. Is the last thing we want to do or be is if we end up infecting you because we have it, or if you end up infecting us because you have it, right? And I know a lot of people, you're just going to want to do your hobby. Josh, you're going to come running in the door the minute it's unlocked and try to buy everything in sight and kiss everyone, you know? And so
that does sound like something I would do.
Something you would do.
Fair.
But
watch out, everybody. Consent means nothing once the... the world reopens.
But the point is that, you know, we've got to look out for you and your best interest, even if you're not ready, you know, even if you're not always doing it. You know what I mean? Like we've got to make sure you're safe for your sake. So, does that make sense? So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Josh would be running around kissing people, but, you know.
Not planning to run around kissing people. That's, yeah. I think I gave up that claim when I signed that marriage certificate. Not like I did it before then either.
Hold on. Derek Evanson says he's making a grocery list and wants to know what snack foods we suggest. I can't pass that question up, can I?
No, I mean...
That's an awesome question.
Yeah.
Anybody else, what are you all eating for snack foods? Like, Derek is in need, people. We need to help Derek. It's simple for me, Josh. It's peanut M&Ms. Like, Costco has these giant plastic tubs of peanut M&Ms, right? Mm. That's mine. How about you? What's your? You only have one. Goodness.
Only have one.
Yep.
Okay. This is, you know, I'm going to go with my gut, with what I'm feeling right this second that I want to eat. I would like some of the Snyder's of Hanover's cheddar pretzel bits. Like, have you ever had those? They, like, crunch up a bunch of pretzels and put a bunch of delicious flavoring on them. Those things are amazing. It's hard for me to not eat an entire bag. Now, they're smaller bags, but it's still just like, you just start eating them and it's just, yeah.
Chad Wallach just says peanuts. He's dropped the M&Ms. He's just straight for peanuts.
And jerky he's got there.
Oh, and jerky, yep.
Yeah,
yep.
He's got some protein. Well, the peanuts have protein as well, so that's good. Leftover stale Easter peeps.
Yeah. Oh, man. Peeps are the best, dude.
You know, if you can find some good Easter candy on sale right now, I don't know if they still are, but, man, load up on some Reese's eggs or something.
You know why my wife is so sad right now? It's like her favorite thing to do is after Easter and after Halloween is go to the discount aisles, right? And they're probably open. I mean, I get, you know, at least in North Dakota. So she, but yeah, we don't want her doing that. So, so basically all we have is stale peeps because they're from the discount aisle from the year before. We never have fresh.
Because nobody eats those disgusting things.
Oh, my stepdaughter does. She loves them.
Yeah, my kids love them too.
Oh,
like, these are perfect in most ways.
Yeah, popcorn. I'm a big popcorn guy. Yeah. My nephew, like, that's the only meal that he eats is popcorn. He's 14, and, like, he's at that, you know, with no school, like, basically he's at the just up till 4 in the morning every night eating popcorn, and then, like, apparently just makes himself scrambled eggs. Brad Carstens, if you're watching, you maybe can confirm this. So, so but yeah, I mean, so that's, so the marathon is, it's there. The parathon is there. You can read the links. I will create this as a Facebook event. I will start inviting everybody. And you can expect a lot of updates coming. I know we're going to have more people jump on board and more things. If you're a leader of a community, like, here's another thing. This is a way we can help the community. If you've got a cause, if you've got a group and you want to be part of this, just let us know. We'll add anybody to the blog. Are you the local, like, a dental hygienist group, and you know you need a place to hang out? Done. You're in the marathon. So, you know, but and the more you can contribute, if you can come up with a game, if you can come up with a especially pictures. I mean, I think we all love, like, we love to just see what everybody else is doing, right? So, mm-hmm. I know I'm getting some texts from Savannah Leach. I haven't read them, but maybe we could do something with For Love of Dog. Maybe they could, this could be a venue for her to post pics all day of the dogs at the rescue, because I know there's all kinds of issues with the dog rescue. So let's team up with everybody we can team up with and make this just a gigantic day. So that's what it's supposed to be. Yep. I don't know. If you got marathon questions, ask away, but that's the big news, but man, we got a lot more news.
Yeah, and we are on a, at least I'm on a time limit here. At some point, I'm going to have to break and leave, but if we get to that point, you need to keep talking.
Monster Trail Mix for John. Yeah, so, no,
I got a like already, so that's a winner right there. You can eat that while you're playing Ikoria on Magic Arena.
There you go. So, so let's talk a little bit of the other things that we've got going on the site really quickly. A couple can be covered really quickly. So some of these will be very specific to a particular game or a particular hobby and so on and so forth. So, it's about 12:30. We'll go to about 1 and we'll be done. So your meeting's at 2, right?
Yeah.
I've been doing 45 or 50 minutes and stuff like that. I know we're already at half an hour, but the marathon is just like, to me, I'm really excited about this. I think...
That is big news. I mean...
Honestly, I can see this becoming an annual event even when we're open, right? Like, if it's as cool as I think it could be, I don't know how we do it. We'd have to, like, lock the door to have, you know, like, the marathon won't work really well if people are just wandering in aimlessly, right? Like, it could be weird. So, maybe it would work fine. I don't know. They might just be on camera then. So, so we'll think about that. But, yeah. So, let's do Cabin Fever Comics real quick, because that's a quick one. We've talked about them a lot, but Josh just did an update for us to kind of simplify and put them all in one place. You want to tell them what you did this morning and what their options are?
So Cabin Fever Comics, hopefully you guys are aware of this. If not, again, head to the website, check it out. There's actually a blog post now which just puts all of the online store products in one spot. So it makes it really easy to find them. So I'm just going to pull that up really quickly here to show you or tell you what your options are.
While you're doing that, just a quick note to Chad Wallach. I'm actually checking on that right now, Chad. The pre-orders are definitely up on the site for King of Tokyo Dark. I'm not sure the status of it, but I've been talking to a distributor rep, so we're on it. So.
All right, so the idea behind Cabin Fever Comics is that it's a great little package here that you can get to, make your time stuck indoors a little bit more manageable. And what happens is when you purchase a Cabin Fever Comics bundle, you get a certain number of comic books that you can come and pick up curbside or have them shipped to your home. And essentially what it's going to include, so the original Cabin Fever Comics bundle is $19.99 plus tax. It has 13 comic books, including a Marvel Comics and a DC Comics first issue, 3 random Marvel Comics, 3 random DC Comics, 4 variety comics, and a special variant comic. So the comic experts at the store here will put together this awesome little bundle of comic books, some things that you might not have otherwise read. It's a good chance to break into some new series, try some new things out, and they'll kind of put together an awesome little package for you. And one of the great things about Cabin Fever Comics is you can buy them for yourself, or you can buy them with instructions to go other places. So we've had people purchase Cabin Fever Comics and donate them to the Children's Hospital. Children's Miracle Network, we do a lot with them through Extra Life. So if you have family members, maybe a friend somewhere who's feeling a little bit down, you can send them a package of comic books to hopefully brighten their day. So that's kind of the concept behind Cabin Fever Comics, and we have 4 different bundles available with this idea in mind. So there's Cabin Fever Comics, as I just mentioned. There's Cabin Fever Comics Premium. That runs $49.99. And what that one includes is 30 comic books, including 10 new comics from the last 12 months, including lots of number one issues. All of those comics have a cover price of $3.99 or higher. Then you get 20 back issue comics from Marvel, DC, Image, Boom, Dark Horse, all sorts of different publishers. And then with that bundle, there are $25 Paradox gift cards randomly inserted in some of the bundles. So if you buy this, you might end up getting a $25 Paradox gift card.
About one in every five. It's just since it's a higher price, even though the value is good, we just wanted to make sure there was a, you know, a nice incentive piece in some of them. So.
Right. So there's that one. There is the Kids Cabin Fever Kids Comics, and similar to the original Cabin Fever comics, except it will have a random all-ages graphic novel that's valued between $9.99 and $14.99, and then a couple of random all-ages comics. So if you want to make sure that the comics you get are appropriate for all ages, that's a great bundle to go with. And then we've also gone a step further and done Indie Fever comics, which is very similar to the original Cabin Fever comics, except it's going to be seven random independent comic book first or number one issues. So that one, if you don't like the spandex in your comic books, if you want to try some things that are, again, a little bit farther out there in terms of the away from the mainstream, that's a good way to break into getting some comic books there from independent publishers. So those are the those are the Cabin Fever comic bundles that we have. And like I said, there is a blog right on the Paradox page there. If you go to ParadoxCNC.com, go to blog, and then there's Cabin Fever comics. Click on that, and then there's just links to all four of those products so you can look at them, look at the details, or even just add them to your cart directly from the blog. So that's what that is. We just put that up today to organize that and make it a little bit easier to navigate so you don't have to go to the store and just hunt for the product, because we did also recently put up a bunch of our D&D products.
I wanted to talk about those quick. I just want to say to Chad, I literally just messaged my rep. Apparently, this is the way to do things. We're just going to get on live stream, and then you get answers. Hopefully, we'll get an answer. So, that's Cabin Fever. Let's talk D&D quick, too, that we just keep moving. So, just it's 12:30. If you're just joining, I just want to throw out there that we do kind of a weekly check-in show. It's checking in here. It's telling you about stuff here. So we're talking about the Parathon. We've talked about Cabin Fever comics. But we definitely want to hear from you. You know, how are you doing? What are your questions? And apparently we want to know what snacks that you get. So
yeah.
There you go.
Important stuff.
Exactly.
All right. So, looking at D&D products, again, we figured another great way to pass the time during this time of isolation, social distancing, and quarantine would be to get into Dungeons & Dragons. So we have just put up most of the D&D product we have in the store. There's a few things like some of the little supplemental cards, spell cards, and some of the Icons of the Realm sets and things like that that aren't currently on the site. If you're interested in those, obviously you can always call into the store and check and see what we have. But generally speaking, we have, you name it, we've got it, or we have access to it. So for as far as Wizards of the Coast Dungeons & Dragons product, we can get most, if not all, of those books if we don't have them on the shelf currently. So if there's something you're interested in, definitely
So far through this, D&D books are well stocked at distributors. So I think as we created these, we did a good job with our on hand quantity. But two things are happening. The first one I sent of these, I'm getting reports, the mail does take longer than you would think in some cases. I sent a book out, and the gentleman Casey Martin, I think he said it took 10 days to get from me to him. So don't be shocked if that happens. But, along with that, worst case scenario, we've got to do a restock, which takes a couple of days, and then we get it out to you. It's not like you're waiting a week for us to get that restock. They're pretty quick. So.
And you can always do curbside pickup with these if you'd like. So it doesn't have to be shipped.
We had a big order from Kyle Rodriguez yesterday, and he is doing curbside pickup on Saturday. And we were able to pull everything with no problem. Some of the bundles you'll notice, we have a starter bundle. So if you've never played Dungeons & Dragons before, everything's there that you need to get started with. There's a starter kit, which is perfect for up to five players. It comes with pre-generated characters and everything you need. But the thing that it isn't complete with is, miniature figures and dice. It does have like one generic dice set. So in our starter kit, you get miniatures and you get dice. So if you one thing you can do, and it tells you this, is in the notes, you can indicate to us like colors of dice you would like and types of minis you'd like. We may not be able to get you the exact ones you want, but we'll do our best.
Sure, I understand.
You know, my phone is talking to me. So, you know, we may not be able to do exactly the ones you want, but we have a big selection of minis and dice right now. So those are that's an area where we're very strong. D&D were strong. Dice and minis were strong. So we've been able to fill those so far. So,
and if you are interested in taking a look at what selection we have, very recently Rich posted pictures of all of the dice, at least at that time. I think this was maybe a week ago or so. All of the dice and all the miniatures that we have on the shelves on the Facebook page. And I can't remember offhand if I put all of those pictures on with the products. I don't think I put all of them because there's a lot of pictures.
Well, and you know, like, we could do a live show before May 2nd going over everything. I thought about that. Like, we might build in more live window shopping time, you know, this next week too. Like, we're doing a live comic book back issue sale show. We do live at 11 a.m. every Wednesday for New to You Comic Book Day. That's something I'd like to talk about for a second, too. So, but yeah, I mean, the D&D is in great shape here. A lot of people are playing. You got a lot of options. Roll20, Discord, Zoom. You know, there's a lot of ways to play D&D, very fortunately. So my group, too, is my group. We play Gloomhaven, and we're going to start playing remote Gloomhaven over Zoom on Saturday. So one of us will – somebody will have the main box, but we're all going to have our characters at home. And then somebody – unfortunately, one person will have to do all the work, you know. But that – you know, but we'll be playing. So that's all that matters. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to finish up the D&D thing by saying – if I haven't mentioned it, there is another blog on the site. And again, it's got all the products on there with add to cart buttons with and prices and everything. So it's really easy to go and find those. There are several bundles available, including one with all three of the core rule books. Like Rich mentioned, there's one that has everything you need, dice bags, the starter kit, that sort of thing. Also to mention on there, there's a new book, Mythic Odysseys of Theros, that is in pre-order right now. And we do have that up on the site. So if you want to get that, you can, and you can get, there's a variant cover for that that's only available to brick and mortar stores. So you're purchasing it online, but you're getting it through us, so you can possibly, you can get that book. And John Layton, to answer your question, what kind of nerds play D&D?
Us?
Look in the mirror.
Yeah. Oh, nice. jumping to another thing, this isn't so much an item on the website as a regular feature, but when comics went down at the beginning of April, and that was a lot of the breaking news this morning, is some possible return of comics sooner than one would have, sooner or less wisely than maybe thought of. But what we replaced New Comic Book Day with was New to You Comic Book Day. And I mean, that's a very common thing or phrase that the pawn shops or antique shops or you know, like, all use anyway, the Boys Ranch and stuff like that. Not the comic book babe, but the new to you concept, right?
New to you.
Yeah. So Darren and Eric, you know, the first week we were a little uncertain. We didn't know what the hell we were doing, right? But I tell you what, by week three here, which our third week was this Wednesday, they put out 55 new to you items on our new comic rack. So basically we're filling up our new comic rack out of our back issue boxes and all over the place. We put up 55 items we go live at 11 a.m. and we show everything off. And then after that, we post a photo gallery. We were down to, but before we could post the photo gallery, we were down to 27 items out of that 55. And by 3 o'clock, I know we were down to like 17 total items. So, I mean, it was just, that's awesome. We've got a group who just waits for 11 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Like, it's just been terrific. And the guys are just getting better and better and better. And they're diving deeper and deeper and deeper into the back issues. We're making sets. So if we can find a complete 6-issue miniseries, you can binge read it. Like, I picked up our Star Trek Green Lantern crossover. I threatened everybody, if you don't buy it, I'm taking it home. And then they made me take it home. You know, if you're a Lock and Key fan, sitting on the rack still, we have all the Lock and Key trade paperbacks bundled up at a big discount. So if you liked season one of the show. So, I mean, you know, like, that's going on every Wednesday morning and all day on Wednesday. So, yeah. Anyway, should we jump to Pokemon quick?
Yeah, I was just looking at that.
Cool. You want to tell the Pokemon crew and everybody what we got going on there?
Yes, if it'll load up.
Let you
here.
Load. Yeah.
I'm getting a few weird internet errors.
It's the Paradox Event Center Wi-Fi.
Yeah, which is excellent. Haven't had problems streaming, though, at least.
Hey, Matt Jensen. Hey, Jordan. Just saying hi to people jumping in. We've been live since about noon, kind of covering a lot of stuff. If you want to watch back, you might find out a lot of interesting info, especially about May 2nd. So,
all right. So, if you are fans of the Pokemon trading card game, you probably know that Sword and Shield Rebel Clash is starting, supposed to start tomorrow. New set coming out. So essentially what we've got is the same sort of thing we're doing with Ikoria products for Magic, is we have pre-release kits that you can order. I think I may need to double check and change. I think on the store I put May 1st for the pre-release kits as well.
Oh, they're available right now. Yeah. Yep,
so we do have some pre-release kits available that you can go and you can purchase, and then we have the rest of the stuff that will be coming out on May 1st, obviously all dates are subject to change because who knows what's going to happen from day to day. But we have booster boxes, we have the Elite Trainer boxes, and then a couple of bundles there, including one with two booster boxes, one that has the booster box and the Elite Trainer box together, and then I think one that has two of each of those. So you can go and find those. Again, we put everything in a blog post to make it nice and easy to find everything. It's all just in one spot for you. So you can go and check those things out.
Yeah, and now that we have shipping, mm-hmm. we're able to do a lot of cool stuff. So, like, one of the things our site doesn't do is combine shipping. So, you know, if we just listed a booster box with $7.99 shipping and you wanted three of them, unfortunately, the site right now would just charge you, you know, $24 in shipping. But because it's WooCommerce, and unless you just keep buying more plugins, you know. So that's where we came up. But I love these bundle ideas, actually. Like, I think mm-hmm. it actually opened the door to my mind just coming up with more fun things to do, you know, and it's really fun to come up with names for them. The Pokemon ones weren't that creative, but I loved all like the Ikoria names, you know, that we had come up with and stuff. So
yeah, absolutely. So yeah, so there's some good product for all you Pokemon fans out there. So yeah, go and check that one out.
Yes, no, Chad, have you read the book or watched the show or which? So hi to Sharon Snyder. Sharon was an original business partner at Paradox Comics and Cards.
Oh wow!
So you know, I usually will talk about Tim Topp and things like that, but we did have a couple of other partners, and Sharon and her husband Rick were really good friends, and we went through a lot together. So and Craig Egan. One of my good high school buddies. So, Craig, I hope you and the family are well. Same to you and Sharon, and thanks for jumping in. So, what else?
I need to get back to Lock and Key. I watched the first episode. Here's mm-hmm. my thing with Lock and Key. It got my imagination going in ways that the show is not going to go.
Correct.
And so that's hard for me sometimes to get into something because I keep thinking, oh, I wanted, but now someone's done this, so I can't, you know?
Well, I'd say, too, like, the show, I think, leans a little more, it's very kind of safe, I think. I've only watched a couple sure. episodes, but the book itself is a lot more fantasy and horror, which the show is horror. But it's really kind of clean, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
The original pilot actually was done by the director and part of the cast that ended up doing the Stephen King It adaptations.
Oh.
So that was what was originally going to happen. And I think it was at Fox or FX or, you know, something like that. And ended up, maybe this was still Fox that produced the thing. I don't know sure. who did it now, but, you know, it's ended up being a pretty different thing. I've only watched the first two. Like, I thought they were good, but if you like those, yeah, you better read the comic, because the comic yeah. is actually, I'm not always a guy who thinks the source material is better than the movie, or, you know, the TV.
Right, right.
This is definitely a case where that's true. The book is superior to the show that's been made so far. So, and it's on our rec. Call us. Yeah. We'll sell it to you.
Speaking of shows that have come out, I haven't watched it yet, but Tales from the Loop, apparently that first season is out on, I think it's Amazon Prime. So check that out. And if you're interested in that, that's a really cool role-playing system, or role-playing world with a cool system as well. So I think there's some copies of Tales from the Loop and Things from the Flood, which is kind of the sequel book world to that. So just throwing that out there.
Quick shout out to Greg Donovan, too. Just Greg has been an incredible Paradox supporter through all this. He has tried to buy a $25 gift card every week to sort of emulate the comic budget that he might have. That might even be a little higher than Greg's normal budget, so he might even be pushing it. So I really appreciate it. But that is a way that, I mean, on the website, we have all of our gift. We have a $25, a $50, and a $100 gift card. Mm-hmm. They're all free shipping. I mean, if you're local or a regular subscriber, a lot of the, I think Greg's would just drop in his box when he buys them, but we can send those to your house at no extra charge. Or, you know, Greg Clark bought a really large gift card, an act of real kindness. And the way he put it was, it's a no-interest loan to the store. He's like, I'm going to use this, you know, so don't worry. I'll come back and take stuff for free later, you know, but it's a no-interest way for those. So it's a very good way between Cabin Fever Comics or those and all these other things. Like, there's still a lot of new stuff moving. Like, Pokemon's a great example, right, where we're still getting new product out there, or Ikoria or things like that. But a lot of what you're doing is we're trying to just put things in front of your face so that you can support Nox and only do it if you're healthy and secure and employed and all those things. So,
all right.
What else is on our list?
Let's talk about Frosthaven real quick.
Yep, here, let's do it.
We finally got that completely organized. So, Frosthaven, if you are not familiar with Gloomhaven, which came out in 2017, literally one of the biggest board games ever to hit board gamedom.
Physically and sales and play.
it's amazing. It lives up to the hype. I'm a huge fan of it. We play it regularly on our stream, or at least we did before we all had to be separated from one another. Anyway, the standalone sequel to that, Frosthaven, is in Kickstarter right now. It is at 7.7 million pledged of their $500,000 goal. It just went up again. Over 53,000 backers. Still 14 days left on the Kickstarter itself. We're huge fans of it. It's been a big seller at the store. Gloomhaven has. And so, obviously, it's a no-brainer for us to get Frosthaven in. And there is a retailer pledge level, so we are participating in that. And if you are interested in pre-ordering Frosthaven from us, we have a blog post available on that that tells you our prices and what we have, what we can get. Sorry, I just totally lost my train of thought for a second there. But essentially, we would love it if you'd pre-order through us. Looking at the campaign, they are actually offering the Frosthaven game at a steep discount over MSRP. And there are a few bundles that they have available that we either can't get, or if we can get we can get all the extra add-ons.
Yeah, we can put them together, but we can't match the price.
But we can't match the price.
Yeah, so we're figuring those out. One thing is, their $100 price for Frosthaven does not include shipping. So you're going to pay shipping on top of it. So, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe we could get the Paradox price down to even $120. But it depends, because we're going to have to pay shipping too. So we get a little bit of a discount on that $100, but then we still got to pay shipping. But, you know, if we can get it down to $120, it probably wouldn't be that much different than what you're going to have to pay to ship that thing. And there's a lot of advantages to having it shipped to Paradox. You don't have to deal with it. you don't have to pay for it. You don't have to worry about that giant box showing up at your door and, none of that stuff, right? So, there are a lot of upsides there. So.
Right. And that, of course, assumes that you'll be doing curbside pickup or in-store pickup when it finally releases, because hopefully we'll have the store open by the time this ships out in March of 2021.
Yep.
So check that out. Check out our blog and the prices there. And like I said, we would absolutely love it if you would continue to support the store that way. But we know that what they're offering, you know, if you want to get the broken token insert with it and some of the extras there, the Kickstarter might just be the way to go for you. So we're not going to hold any grudges. We're going to sell those Frosthaven copies one way or the other, whatever we get in the store. So yep. But we did want to make sure you guys knew that was available. We can't actually put the items in our online store until after the Kickstarter is finished. So if you're interested in doing a pre-order through us, check out the blog, give us a call, and we can get that figured out and set aside for you.
You know, and Greg, here's the nice thing right now. We don't have to take a penny from anybody on it. Right now is because they're not asking us. I mean, what do we put a dollar down or, you know, whatever, you know,
$30,
right. Just to reserve
down
our, yep. So, so we'll be able to arrange payment much closer to March of 2021 or whatever it ends up being. So you guys don't have to, I don't know what you only have to put down $50, I think as, on if you're just doing their pledge too, like you're not also putting down the full amount, right?
I don't once the Kickstarter completes, then you're charged whatever your pledge level is.
Yep. So I mean,
so if
I
you
guess
pledge $100, then in 14 days, once this finishes,
sure,
then they'll charge you your pledge
$100.
Your
so yep. Okay. So but yeah, I mean, we're not asking for money right now, I guess is the point. So, and I do have a list of four or five people already. So Greg, like for instance, Greg Clark, yeah, no, like we will absolutely have it. It's absolutely going to cost you a little bit more than it is going to cost you through the Kickstarter. There's nothing we can do about that. So, I love these guys. I have no begrudging against them, and I know we'll still move a lot of copies. It's a really good price. It's a really good offer. If you guys do that, good for you.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you know, seriously, if you choose to support us, I mean, that's great. If you choose to support us, we will do our best to get that margin down to something we can live with, but that you can also live with. So,
one thing that I'm not sure of, you guys might want to check into this. It may be possible to get the game through us and then go and just pledge a dollar on the Kickstarter. Then you get access to the pledge manager. I don't know if you can then do the add-ons without doing the game itself, but that might be a way to go.
Sure.
So you get Frosthaven from us, and then you go and all those add-ons we don't get a discount on. You could go and just order those yourself. So that might be a thing you can do, because they have copies of Gloomhaven there, and those will be shipping earlier than Frosthaven for like $100.
An advantage for the store, no doubt, regardless of the price, is the reliability that I'm ordering it from the people who are going to have it. I don't have to wait for a distributor to get it. So even if it's a matter of a week or 2 weeks or a month, I'm going to have it, and I know I'm going to have it. So because I know I can trust Isaac and Marcel. So. and right now, I don't know a distributor on the planet that I can trust, but that's a whole other story. let's jump over to, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Eric has a quick question there that hopefully some people in the chat will be able to answer also, but maybe we could look at it real quick. Asking if anyone knows of a really simplified D&D-like role-playing game, just simple dice rolls, not so many rules and things. So first answer to that is D&D can be played like that. So D&D has, you know, the books, and there are a number of rules in there. Fifth edition is really nicely toned down on the rules. I've just started running a fifth edition campaign for my family, and I have not played D&D in years and years and years, at least with any kind of regularity, and I certainly haven't DM'd a campaign in a while. So there's a number of things I'm kind of glossing over and just doing whatever is fun as long as everybody's having a good time. And it's really not too bad. You may want to look into some things. So like we mentioned Tales from the Loop, the system on that is pretty easy to get. It's all six-sided dice, and it's success versus failure rather than adding up numbers and comparing these numbers to the difficulty numbers and things like that. So there are some good systems like that, and I'll bet you we have some people in the chat there, Eric, who would be happy to give you some good advice, and possibly in the Discord we can maybe set up a channel there if there isn't one that already fits, to get some suggestions from people who've played a number of different systems. So I mean, you can find what you're looking for. If you want high fantasy, but with a simpler rule set than Dungeons & Dragons, there's got to be something that exists and somebody knows about it.
You know, if you, but Eric, if you don't have the D&D starter set, it is a really simplified version of the rules with pre-generated characters and with a module that, you know, it's estimated originally you could play about five times at about 3 to 5 hours a session. So you should have no, you know, you should have no problem with that. And it is, I mean, D&D 5th edition is a rules light role-playing system.
It's really, really good.
It is. It's, I know what you're saying. It is not, so if you're thinking back to D&D in the 90s and early 2000s, you're thinking about D&D 3.5 and then eventually 4.0 or 3.5, which became Pathfinder, you know. This is not any of those games, I promise you. So... well, we're almost, so, I mean, we'd like to be done with time in just a few minutes. Well, I mean, I'll keep taking questions if need be, you know.
We can go over a little bit. Yeah. I have to bug out after, before too
long. But, hey, Jared Lundberg is actually a new friend of ours. He met us yesterday on, Comic Book Shopping Network. So, hey, Jared, we're just sort of doing a, live stream, update about the shop locally and stuff like that, but, nice to see you. So, Matt Jensen. Oh, yep.
The Fate system. It's, yeah, John knows a little bit more about that there.
So John will answer that. So, and then I quick want to shout out Spike Jarrell, who just joined as well. Spike is a friend of mine who I owe $23 to still. but he does a comic called Lady Freedom through his own website. And he also is the guy who designed our New to You Comic Book Day logo. We made that. That logo was offered to every retailer on the planet who wanted to use it. So no proprietary from anybody. But Spike just gave it away with nothing. And so I promised him I would buy a set of Lady Freedom comics, which he's now delivered and I still haven't paid for. So I'm a horrible person, Spike. Spike, message me your PayPal email address. And when this is done, the first thing I'm going to do is send you money. And Josh is going to make sure it's the first thing that I do. All right?
God,
cool.
Babysit you more?
Yes. So, you got any other questions? I want to talk Magic Ikoria just a little bit.
Okay. No, I think... let's see. Do we want to... I'll let you just go ahead and...
Well, there's just a couple of aspects of Ikoria.
Yeah.
So,
no, go ahead.
First things first, Magic Ikoria, this would have been the pre-release weekend. So we would have been cleaning and gearing up right now for the pre-release party starting at 3 o'clock and the first pre-release event starting at 7. Can't wait till we're able to do that, hopefully even for Core Set 2021 or Zendikar at the worst in the fall. I don't know if those, God knows, right? Like what gatherings are going to be like. But so we're substituting that a lot this. So it's available on Magic Arena and you can play a pre-release at 6,000 gems, which is effectively like $10. So, so it's cheap to get those digital packs. They're not a substitute for the real packs. I mean, they are, but they're not. You know, most people want the physical cards, right? And the price shows you that, too. So, but what we've done is there is a way for us to still run a pre-release. It's a little convoluted, and there's three steps to it. You have to be a member of Arena, and you have to play or acquire Ikoria cards. And I see Matt's got a question. So, but once you do that, then what you're going to do is you're going to hop over to the Paradox CNC website and go to our calendar, and you're going to find the Magic the Gathering Ikoria virtual pre-release. It's going to cost you $24.99. That's exactly what we charge for an actual pre-release. Now, what does it get you? It is you're pre-buying a physical pre-release kit. So we won't ever have a physical pre-release, but you're buying that kit just like if you came to the pre-release. Lastly, you're going to jump over to MTG Melee, and you're going to play in a four-round pre-release event on Sunday that emulates exactly what you would have been like here. You know, it's the same four rounds, and we're giving away the same prizes that we would. So again, we don't have the packs, we don't have the decks, but we will have that tournament result list, and we will, you know, when you come to pick up your kit, your prizes will be your free booster packs in addition to your kit will be here waiting for you. So yeah, it's awesome. And I think we kicked in some extra Theros promo packs as well, because it's a hassle. So we want to make sure we toss a little something extra in for you for taking part. So lastly, during the Melee tournament, we have a voice chat on Discord available as well. So we're all going to be jiving with each other and you know, hurling insults while we smash each other with our Godzilla monsters and things like that. And shout out to Paul Tebben for streaming an Ikoria pre-release last night. On, I think he did a pre-release. I didn't watch,
but
so on our Thursday night stream. So that was awesome. I did not check in. I wanted to, but I was spending time with my family. I don't know. So
he didn't miss much. He just lost a whole lot.
Well, that's Paul. I mean, I understand. No,
I don't know if he's still watching or not.
So
it was fun. I chatted with him a little bit last night while he was playing. It was good. Okay, so.
I'll answer Matt's question specifically to Matt. Matt, I'll message you later because I'll have to find out. So, okay.
Just want to make sure everyone remembers that the Paratalks Graphic Novel Reading Club is coming up. If you want more information on that, we'll just direct you to the website. Again, we've got a blog on it. It's got all the information in there. It's really cool. First month here, there's a graphic novel called Instrumental by Dave Chisel. Dave's
stepfather is a customer at the store, so he buys all of Dave's new comics, Cannabis, as they come out, and so Darren reached out to Dave to see if he'd be willing, you know, if we did his graphic novel, would Dave be willing to join us live, and he was more than happy to do that. So
yeah, so April 30th at 7 p.m. that's on Thursday.
Except I think that date's wrong because I think it's the 31st, right? Or no.
There's no
31st for April. Yeah, yeah. I don't, like, I know the song, but I'll be damned if I know the months.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't really know. I mean, I know there is a song, you know, but I just make months up that might have 30 days. And so.
So that there'll be a live chat on our Discord channel, and the author of the book and the instrumentalist, because he did the music for it, right?
Yeah, one of the cool things is he made a soundtrack for the graphic novel. So if you buy you can join our club, you can buy the graphic novel, you go to his website, you can listen to the soundtrack for the thing. So, I mean, I'm really excited to talk to him about the whole creative process on all fronts, how he got the idea to combine all his talents together, and, you know, just how the book came together. It's really going to be cool.
So. Yeah, so look into that. I think there's should still be time to order the book and get it and read it before the thing comes up. Also on our blog, we have our Board Game Bazaar. So if you're looking at board games you can get from Paradox, we have what we currently have in stock, including a number of them that are priced at 40% off. So go and check that out.
Yeah, and we have more things planned. We actually, from our Games Workshop days, we have a Games Workshop table. We have thousands of dollars in terrain that we've bought. So one of the things we're going to be working on this weekend into early next week is we're going to get that all bundled up and get it out for sale on the website as well. So we'll probably be able to do that all just through pictures and contacting local players. But I expect people to be really excited at, you know, deep discounts on terrain and stuff like that. So, and a nice game table and all that kind of jazz.
We're talking dice and miniatures. I did put all the pictures on that blog. So if you want to see what we have in stock for dice and miniatures, there are a bunch of pictures on there. You can go and
some of that's probably behind. So, you know, if stuff is sold,
check with the store for availability, call or email.
But. Another thing we're doing today is we're filling in all our supply shelves. And so just much like with the D&D, I think we're going to be listing all available Ultra Pro, Dragon Shield, all the different kinds of, you know, at least the main stuff, the most popular regular sleeves for cards, especially for Magic and Pokemon and things like that. And it'll work based on kind of like the D&D we were talking about earlier. It's possible that we can have a stock issue, but we will only list things we know we can reorder, you know. So so it'll be, you know, worst case, you'll have a couple extra days while we're getting it from our distributor. But I think everybody will be tolerant during this situation right now. So, no, I needed those sleeves in an hour, you know. So,
yeah. All right. Well, it's just after 1 o'clock here, so I'm going to head out myself. Rich, are you
let's wrap it up. So we can use this as the podcast as well on Monday. So if you didn't catch it here, we can do it that way. You know, if you watch this later and you got comments or questions, reach out to me, Josh, you know, comment here. We'll check in and I don't know. Stay tuned. You know, the main thing is the shop is 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Phone call 701-239-9505. Our phones have been very heavily used, so you're getting a lot of busy signals, and we know that. It's a good and bad problem to have. So be patient. If you're not getting through, just PM me. I think somewhere my phone number is listed too, so feel free to use that. You know, message me through Facebook. We're doing our best to be instantly responsive. You know, and prioritize anything we get above whatever else we're doing. So. We're here. It's April 18th, right?
17th.
Today. Oh, yeah, 17th. And we're still ticking. So we want to keep ticking.
Yep. So thank you. I don't know that it needs to be said, but we'll say it again. Thank you to everyone for not only tuning in today, but for continuing to support the store throughout all of this. We hope that you guys are staying safe and everything is working out in your lives. And we want to hear from you. Find the Discord channel, find us on Facebook. Let's keep talking. Let's not lose our sense of community. And, I'll see you guys in the Parathon for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see them before then, I'm sure. Yeah. But yeah, so I, the Parathon, that's the thing in the background. I think we're working as hard as we can to make that a big deal. I haven't spent a penny to promote anything on Facebook because I don't have any promotional money, but we may invest in that. And just stay tuned. You know, that blog is going to evolve and evolve and evolve and evolve because I know there are a lot of ideas out there, a lot of folks who could get involved. So, all right, we're out of here.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
This was the DoxCast. Hope you think it rocks, cast. Oh, look at the clocks, cast. Until next time, be gone.